T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, Stoney's week was ruined when Valenti let us know what his dog of the week was a couple days ago in the office. So it saved you, what, 4 hours of prep work? Because you didn't have to pore over all the lines to figure out what his dog of the week was.
Yeah, well, I did anyway, but not 4 hours.
You did anyway?
Yeah, I was going to pretend, you know, because this is the theater, this is entertainment. I didn't know you had to give it away, but whatever.
Oh, sorry. Okay, anyway, joining us now to talk football is our friend Mike Valenti of the Valenti Show every day from 2 to 6. What's up there, Michael?
Good morning. How's everybody?
Good morning. We are good. How are you?
I'm super. I'm just listening to the tram go by as I prepare for another one of these cursed fall weddings.
Oh, you see, Mike doesn't like fall weddings. Stoney had a fall wedding.
No, listen, I can't help it. This is my gut.
But I did plan it around a bye week for Michigan because I wanted Wojo to be there.
that's adorable.
Isn't that cute?
It warms my cold, dead heart.
Yeah. Yes. We were just talking a second ago. Obviously, for all three teams, Michigan, Michigan State, and the Lions, this is an opportunity this weekend to. I don't know if you make a statement or, but what storyline are you most intrigued by of the three games this weekend?
Michigan, Harbaugh. I mean, it's time. I mean, he's 0-6 as an underdog. He hasn't won one of those games. He doesn't beat top 10 teams. And if their season is ever going to take flight, well, the runway is right here. You've got to beat Wisconsin. I mean, I had a couple of ding-dong Wolverine fans call in and tell me, well, they can lose this game and win the rest. All right. If you lose this game and you don't beat this team, yeah, I got a hard time believing you run the table. And I was listening to Gov as I was parking, and I agree with him. I mean, it's just you're to a point where you're like, look, you don't get my time and my money and my attention anymore in continuum unless you deliver a little bit. And I'm not sure what he's delivering on. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm a Michigan fan, I would expect the offense going to look better. I would expect what I was promised, and I would expect to go on the road. You're a field goal underdog. You're not a 30-point dog. This isn't Rice visiting Texas. Go win the damn game. I mean, it's not like we know anything about Wisconsin. It's not like they've played anybody either. So that to me is the most compelling, because even if the Lions win, there's the excuse of, well, the Eagles had no players, which it might actually be quite true, and I wouldn't think the Lions are any good anyways. MSU doesn't interest me at all, because the offense has already cost them a game. And the only way I'll know if our offense is any good, there's four games to showcase. It's Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, and Wisconsin. So I really don't care.
On the Michigan-Wisconsin thing, we need to state, because there are a lot of people out there who will say if they beat Wisconsin and win decisively, which I don't think they will, but that it Wisconsin's not that good, so really it's not a big game. Is it a big game?
It's a big game.
Oh, good.
The only way it's not a big game is if Wisconsin ends up 6-6 and you look back in the mirror and go, yeah, that team sucked anyways.
Right.
Look, as long as Wisconsin goes and wins 9 or 10 games, big win. But, you know, listen, in the here and now, they need this badly. Harbaugh needs it. I think the fans need it.
No doubt. Does it make a difference how they win, though?
What do you mean?
Like I said, we said, suppose that they struggle and win like they did against Army. Is that enough as long as they win?
Oh, I think you just win, man.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus, just when you're a program who hasn't beaten anyone of substance in quite some time, please, just win the game. We'll figure out the style later. But there is going to – yeah, exactly. I warned Sully about that last year. I told him they're going to beat this team by 21 points. I was wrong. They beat them by 30. To me, you got to win. But I do agree with Gov on this one. At a certain point, you need to be given what you were promised.
Yes.
Because if you do go out there and you do just try to win these 17-16, 21-17 games, you're going to lose. Football in 2019 requires you, almost exclusively, you're going to have to win at least one track meet at some point. So I would like to see the offense take a step forward, and that's the unknown is the hope I would have as a Michigan fan. that the bye week kind of really got everyone to reset and go, look, this is what we need to do. So I don't know. I'm hopeful. That'll be the game I'm watching. I'm not watching the state game.
This is a topic that could take us about 12 and a half hours, but I'm going to try to capsulize it in like 60 seconds.
I can give you 15 minutes.
Why hasn't it worked for Harbaugh to the degree that everybody kind of thought it would? I mean, he had great success at Stanford. He turned the 49ers from a nothing to a champion, and then they turned back into a nothing after he left. And yet here it's, you know, good, and they've won a lot of games. But, you know, like you said, the record against ranked teams, the record on the road, et cetera, et cetera.
I think the thing for me is if you look back, he had two really interesting advantages. When he arrived at Stanford, A, he ended up with a generational quarterback. But B, he played a style of football that no one in the Pac-12 had seen, no one in the Pac-12 had practiced, no one in the Pac-12 could handle. It was also a very down time in the Pac-12 as kind of Pete Carroll exits out and Harbaugh exits in. And look, they were playing power football in a telephone booth while everyone out there was trying to, you know, emulate Rich Rod. He goes to Frisco. And they debut Colin Kaepernick when the league really wasn't nuanced in RPO or had seen anything like Kaepernick. I thought those were two distinct advantages. Now, you go to Michigan, the advantages are just the brand, the recruiting, the facilities, et cetera. I don't know what their distinct advantage is because there is no calling card. He tried to play man ball. It didn't work. He's made some really bad mistakes too, guys. I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, the play pass at Ohio State from his own end zone, the punt formation against State where he's got people headed upfield to cover no one because MSU didn't have a return man. I just don't know what their calling card is, and I think that would be the reason it hasn't worked here. There's no identity. There's nothing they do that's discernible where you go, this is Michigan football. This is what Harbaugh's done here. And to me, it would be distinct identities at the previous two stops and absolutely no identity at this one, and it's year five.
It's time. All right, time for the dog of the week. I thought you were going to go take a team that's a road dog, or excuse me, a home dog. Brigham Young getting 6.5 against Washington because Washington's 2-8 on the road as a favorite, and Brigham Young 7-1 as a road dog.
Wait a second,
home dog.
Jamie, hold on, get control of this bus.
Oh, it's way too late for that.
Still get the guess. When he knows what the answer is?
This is
what the hell kind of deal are we running?
This is Stoney's life. You told us 2 days ago who you were picking. Stoney still went home and looked at the spreadsheets to try to figure it out.
It took 5 minutes. I wanted to pick
one guy. Take your wife out for dinner, are you?
I did it this morning. What are you talking about?
Oh, my. No, I. This is something else. I like Western Michigan, +5.5, as I checked my phone before I came on with you guys. At Syracuse. Syracuse previous 2 weeks play Maryland. They got a 60 burger dropped on them. They get all hyped up to come home and play Clemson. They get shot out of a cannon. I think when you play teams like Bama or Clemson, you really play them twice, the week of and the week after. So now they got to somehow get mentally right to take on Western Michigan, the school their players have never heard of. And I think Western has one of the most underrated QBs in the country in this Wasink kid. I think Syracuse quarterback DeVito sucks. I think the wrong team is favored. If you look at ESPN FPI, the game is actually closer to Western Michigan -2. You're getting 5.5. I think they're a great candidate for an outright win. So I'm going to take the Broncos from KZU +5.5.
I see. I thought you were going to say Western Michigan. That was my prediction. Greg predicted that Stoney was going to predict BYU, right? So, Greg, you were right on your prediction of Stoney's prediction. So, you know, we're all doing pretty well for ourselves.
Oh, my God.
Mike, have a great trip. And in the words of the immortal Pat Fitzgerald, go Cats.
Go Cats. Sunday morning, Game Day Uncensored. And also, Cash the Ticket Pod, Always Aggravated Pod. Shameless promotion.
Look at you.
I'll see you Sunday.
You're like Cousin Sal.
See you Sunday morning on Crosstalk.
Oh, my God. You're coming in again?
Of course.
We got to get you some hobbies.
Game day censor. He goes. He told me, he goes, I want to spend more time with Pat Caputo. So I said, hey, there you go. All right, Mike.
At least there's one person.
Have a great weekend.
You got it.
There he is. The one, the only Mike Valenti here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.